from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
2-1 Panthers! A dream 30 years in the making, yeah! Is a reality! The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup!
Lord Stanley is coming home!
You don't win a Stanley Cup, you share it.
Connor McDavid is the sixth player to win the Conn Smythe on a losing team.
You know, obviously, I guess an honor that the name's on that trophy, but...
Mike Danger!
And it just reminded me of how special hockey can be.
Gene Battaglia!
I think that the Sabres need to get tougher. That's what they need. They need a little grit to this team. That's what I'm curious to see them do here coming up in a little bit.
He's Italian, Gino!
Phillies route the Tigers 8-1, executing the first 1-3-5 triple play since 1929.
Subway Series.
Yo,
JJ!
JJ!
What's good?
Hey, what's good, baby?
I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a f***. Like, honestly.
Caitlin Clark won her second straight Honda Cup for outstanding woman in college athletics.
Tennessee held off Texas A&M 6-5 to take the best of three college baseball World Series finale.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You know, Gino, it may be a week since we were last in this studio together.
Yes.
But I'm not going to lie, man. I had a lot of thinking, a lot of thoughts on the sports bar. On my buddy Gene Battaglia here. First of all,
okay,
big weekend. I mean, you know, I wasn't thinking about you on Friday night and where you were on Friday night when I was at a sports collector's show texting you incessantly all of the little things and trinkets that I found funny because of what they mean to us here in the sports bar.
No, they were funny. Like, I get this text and it's a picture, autographed. It's the 8x10. You go to any of these shows. Like, there's people signing, but then there's leftovers and every dealer trades them, has them. And was this a movie exhibit or was it a baseball exhibit? Whatever it was the actor who played John Kinsella, the father of Ray Kinsella, the Field of Dreams. Dad, can we have a catch?
He also, there was another one. I don't know that I texted you this one. There was another one where he actually wrote out the entire quote.
Yes, that was the one you texted me. Yeah. There's one constant in the world, and it's baseball. And maybe that's where the baseball writer, you know, like where he gets his inspiration from, the James Earl Jones character.
Yeah. And apologies to baseball writer, who I know wanted to join us earlier today. Very upset that I'm even made the suggestion. How dare somebody like me make the suggestion that the seventh inning stretch is chop? It needs to go. Seventh inning stretch? I mean, can you imagine a time in your life where you actually just sat still for that long that you needed a reminder to move and get up in our attention deficit society? Give me a seventh inning moment of zen. Seventh inning stretch. By the way, you're welcome to join us at 866-4326. We appreciate you checking out the stream at The Fan Rochester on YouTube. And on Twitch, we sound our best in the free-to-download Odyssey app. 866-4326, you're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Hello.
Yeah, you hung up on me earlier.
Oh, it's baseball writer. Good, baseball writer's here.
No. My name is Robert. I'm the baseball. You call me the baseball writer. I just have one question because you're always making fun of our sport. Did your father never take you to a baseball game growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a good relationship with your father?
I did, baseball writer. I went to several baseball games with my old man, and I'll even proudly say he and I, we had multiple catches during our time together on this earth.
So, well, I sense the sarcasm there with your laugh. But
a catch.
What is the problem? Doesn't that bring you back to a happy place? In that movie, it is absolutely correct. The one constant in this world is baseball.
Help me
it
out with
this. It reminds us of what was good then and what can be good once again in our country.
Help me out with the seventh inning stretch, though, baseball writer, because I don't know. I mean, I feel like that was instituted at a time when we were pretty sedentary, and now we get up and we move around and we're very active and our attention is in multiple places at once. Do we really still need a reminder to get up and stretch in the game of baseball?
Have you ever sung Take Me Out to the Ball Game with 30,000 other people?
Of
See,
course.
This is the part where you haven't experienced what that is like.
I have.
And just, I would invite you, in fact, I'll tell your guy Battaglia to go in and buy you some Cracker Jack. When was the last time you had some Cracker Jack?
I'm an adult baseball writer. It's been a while.
No, you didn't put the little fake tattoo on your arm when you were growing up.
No baseball writer.
Jack.
No baseball writer. Do you have one on you right now? Did you get a replica tattoo? Okay, that's good. Baseball writer stopping by the sports bar and breaking character a little bit. I don't know. I just feel like the seventh inning stretch could probably go away. Times have changed, you know. Sport has changed. Game has changed. Appreciate baseball writers stopping by. That was something, though, over the course of the weekend at the Sports Collectors Show, which I had a great time at. I mean, the entire time I'm there, Gino, I'm not really thinking about what I would like or what I would invest in or what.
Okay, I just have to, you're walking around. Is there anything you're like, wow, that would look really cool up in there? You sent me a photo of the 1985 Hall of Fame signed Juice throwback Buffalo Bills helmet.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a talking piece, right?
Of course. Here's how I would have to justify it. It would have to be for me. And look, my buddy Tony's a collector. We were there on a mission. He knew exactly what he was going to get. He bought his ticket in advance. Julius Peppers is going to the Hall of Fame. He has this beautiful canvas picture of Julius Peppers that he was going to have him sign, and he was going to say, Hall of Fame 2024, go Bears. That was Tony's mission. That was our objective. That was on Sunday afternoon. So we knew what we were there for, and the rest of the time we're just walking around. And you're right. Like, there are people that, as collectors, they will see something, they'll be like, that will look good in the cave, or that's just a beautiful piece. I would love to have that. What's that worth to you? Well, for me, it's less about what would it look like in the cave and more about, when I look at that, how am I going to feel? And I wouldn't have the same feeling seeing a framed jersey on my wall as I would seeing a picture of a moment that means something to me. If I have a picture of me and my daughter at Game 5 of the Stanley Cup, where we're watching the Blackhawks in Chicago, and that's signed by Kane or Taze or Corey Crawford or somebody from that team, then I would look at that and immediately feel joy because it would take me to that.
Maybe I should get
moment.
Baseball writer back on the phone because for the 2016 World Series, and I know this, your old man loved himself some Cubs baseball.
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably, anywhere you look, you're finding something from that team because Chicago fans would just still want to buy that up and relive
right,
that
right
moment.
I mean if those moments exist, I mean, you have those moments as fans being at the Super Bowl and watching Devin Hester return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Like, I always feel joy when I think of that moment, even though I was kind of miserable in the rain and wasn't. This is before my family became my family, so I look for those moments. I have a friend who he's a Mets fan, and on Father's Day he bought a base, you know, like they were selling the bases on Father's Day. He shelled out the couple hundred bucks or whatever it was, and you're thinking, what are you going to do with a base? No, every time he looks at that, he's going to remember taking his kids to their first Mets game.
And that was one of the bases
that one of the bases that you used. So for me, it needs to be something like that. And I'm not, you know, there trying to buy something so I can flip it and turn a profit. That wasn't my intention there. I just wanted to go to see what it was all about. And I met some really interesting, fun people. My buddy Tony and I had a blast. We're rubbing shoulders with athletes at every turn. I mean, we turn our head one way and Trevor Lawrence is signing hundreds and hundreds of pieces of memorabilia. We're at the sports bar and over there is Emmett Smith and over there is Michael Irvin and Warren Sapp comes in this way and we're getting breakfast and Charles Haley walks into the... I mean, like, you see these guys, you recognize these guys and immediately you're drawn to them because of what they accomplished when they were on the field or what they are accomplishing as pro athletes. So all of that was cool and memorable, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. I just don't know that I would shell out the kind of dollars that they're asking for, a lot of the things that they're asking for, except for my one quest this entire weekend. The back of my head, I'm like, all right, while I'm here, I should get something for the girls, just so they know I was thinking about them while I was here. So I did. I bought each of them their own, like, Funko Pop. My older daughter, Leah, loves Harry Potter. Got her a Harry Potter Funko Pop where he's flying and playing Quidditch. My little daughter Alexa likes The Matrix. We watched The Matrix together, and she loved Trinity so much that she wanted to dress up as Trinity for Halloween. So I found a Trinity Funko Pop. I found a Harry Potter. I bought those, and I'm like, okay, but I'm not done. I got to think about the sports bar. I got to think about my guy, Gino. I got to find something. I can't come back empty-handed to the sports bar. I've got to put in the work. And me and Tony, we were on a quest. So much so that we were asking pretty much every vendor that was there, hey, I know it's a long shot. I know it's a needle in a haystack situation, but do you possibly have this? And they're laughing at us like, yeah, right. Let me get right on that. Oh, no, I got one right in my back pocket. Keep walking, clown. Okay. Well, we'll keep looking. I'm looking through cards. I'm looking through boxes. I'm looking through, you know, all these different cases. And finally, I get to a vendor and I'm flipping through a photo album. And I'm like, hey, by chance, do you have a Chuck Muncie? And right away, this guy's eyes lit up. He's like, Chuck Muncie. And he starts rattling off his hometown, the year he was drafted, how long he played for. I actually have one right here. And thus I come bearing a gift for the sports bar. My buddy Gene, it's not autographed, but it's a Chuck Muncie photo from, I believe, his rookie year with the Saints from 1977. Chuck Muncie is, if you're watching on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester or on Twitch at The Fan Rochester, Gino's holding up the portrait right now.
Yeah, Will also writing in, everybody, Will Cleveland, please share a picture of the glorious Chuck Muncie pic. I put it on X. And in this picture, things you would never see today. There are, I would say, three people surrounding Chuck Muncie. His helmet is off. One man, I would presume that's the doctor, is holding his horn-rimmed glasses.
That's the best part.
That is the best part. There is a woman who's holding something under his nose. We presume that's smelling salts. And then there's guys in the background with the plaid pants. Like, that tells you the time frame right there.
Mid to late 70s.
Yeah, but like, hey, here's the smelling salts. Get back in the game.
Yeah. So as soon as I saw that, I'm like, jackpot. I didn't find a single Chuck Muncie card.
Best $20 you've ever spent.
I absolutely agree. I totally agree.
That the joy in anybody that comes into the sports bar now, our new studio.
They go, what is that? What does that even represent? And it's a deeper meaning. I mean, Gino, I don't know that you and I are doing a show if not for your relationship with Chuck Muncie.
My relationship with Chuck Muncie because, well, at the time, like, Howard Stern always had kind of a goof where, hey, you want to troll somebody, get over on somebody. The Baba Booey was always the thing, a prank call, Baba Booey, or, you know, the television interview live, Baba Booey. Well, you got to be original, and our Baba Booey was Chuck Muncie. So I would be doing a sports call-in show, and I'd be taking this very seriously on the college radio station.
Not you.
I am taking it very seriously. I want to put together some good tape and have some good opinions and everything, and I take these calls, and I was just so naive, not realizing these were actually my friends goofing on me because eventually they would get over to Chuck Muncy. Little did I know that decades later, this thing would rear its head on the day where the Buffalo Bills, the day after, they lost the Heat game to Miami. Mm-hmm. And we took a call from Joe in Schenectady, and Joe in Schenectady making salient points. Hey, Josh Allen, he can't do it on his own. He needs more help.
I just wanted to say one other thing. Look, that they need a big, strong, powerful runner. Somebody like a Chuck Muncy, I think.
There it is.
Darn it.
Gino got trolled. Yeah, Joe. I love it.
It's not Joe. That's Andy.
That's your buddy Andy. That's my buddy Andy, who was not being very, very productive at work that day.
And Andy also sent us Chuck Muncy t-shirts.
T-shirts, yeah. Well, we'll have to don that when we go back to Three Heads
at some point. So we're just keeping the tradition alive here. Andy, I hope you're listening. Gino, I hope you share that with Andy and all of your college friends. The Chuck Muncy tradition is alive and well here in the sports.
Yeah, because if you're new to the show, something like anytime you're jumping into a new show, right, there's things about the show like, What are they talking about? What is the nine times? What is Chuck Muncy? What is that all about? Well, that's the story behind Chuck Muncy. And now, I didn't even know this picture existed. This picture is beautiful. Now, like, why can't I get Chuck Muncy passed away a decade ago? Funny that you're doing coke for the better part of your life. Yeah. Your heart's going to explode.
Yeah, crazy. I think his heart exploded because he was freebasing after games. And who knows? Maybe he was high in that picture, and that's not smelling salts, Gino. I don't know what it is. But as soon as I saw somebody...
It's actual coke they're putting under.
As soon as I saw somebody actually holding his glasses, like, that's the most important thing in that picture, is the guy holding Chuck Muncy's horn-rimmed glasses. I'm like, and they're like regular glasses. They're not like the goggles that you saw Eric Dickerson wear back in the day. They're regular glass. Like, I saw it. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. And maybe that's the thing that sports collectors get off on. When they see it, they know it, and they have to have it. And I was looking and looking and looking, and when I saw it, I knew I had to have it, Gino. So there you go.
Thank you, new piece. That is
our first piece of memorabilia for the sports bar in our new studios here.
That you hit that out of the park. I love it. It stays in the studio.
Well, I felt guilty for texting you incessantly during your son's graduation. Now, I didn't even realize it was Friday night, and you know, you were a good sport as I'm texting you pictures of OJ's helmet, as I'm texting you pictures of the Field of Dreams. And the long drawn out quote along with the autograph.
It was good icebreaker. If you ever go to these graduations, you got to get there early. And when you're texting me that, I'm doing the game with, you know, my family around. Like, okay, how much do you think this goes for? $50, $75, $300.
Yeah,
$300 for the actor who played not John Kinsella, Kevin Costner, Ray Kinsella.
Yeah. You could probably talk him down to two. You could probably talk him down to two if you really wanted to. But do you really want to spend $200 for that? Do you love it that much? I get it. I understand it now. I have a whole different kind of appreciation and understanding for the sports fan who is also into the collector's items and the memorabilia and the autographs. But don't be the guy. There was a guy there, and we were kind of watching him all weekend. Don't be the guy that's kind of trying to poach. When you see everybody around you paying for autograph, there is one guy.
He's chasing down Trevor Lawrence, essentially?
He's just hanging around. Oh. He's just mooching. He's just hanging around waiting for somebody to come by so we can snap a picture with him, even though the picture session that everybody paid for happened 15 minutes earlier. Or, hey, can I get your No. Bad form.
I've been oblivious to a lot of this, and this was not this year, but it was the previous year, Amex and Marley's. It was the game we went to. And we're sitting up in the last row, and I look over, and it's players from the Marlies who are scratched. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you who they are. Mm-hmm. And in the intermission, not one but two collectors with their binders, with these hockey cards for these kids, because they are kids that are scratched, and just like, here, can you sign all this? Okay, number one, how did you get that through security? Number two, it's like these kids should just say, no. I'm like, no, not today.
Unless there was some kind of predetermined arrangement where their representation knew that somebody was going to give them a bunch of stuff to sign.
This was impromptu. Scuzzy.
Because I was backstage for part of this show, and one of the dealers back there had everything lined up. helmets, mini helmets, jerseys, photos, everything. Trevor Lawrence was back there holding court. And when I say holding court, he wasn't talking to anybody. His head was down, and he was signing like a machine.
Get me out of here, basically.
One after the other, after the other, after the other. Hundreds, maybe even thousands of pieces of merchandise being signed by Trevor Lawrence. Ja'Marr Chase, same thing. These guys are just back there. They're working. Now, they're getting paid to be there, and the show is making a ton of money off of the people that are actually paying for the autographs. Yeah, it's poor form. I feel like it's just poor form. I mean, we're at the bar and Emmett Smith is over there. Now, I would love to have a conversation with Emmett Smith, but I'm not going to do it unless it's organic. I'm not going to go up to him and start chatting him up while he's in the middle of his meal with his handler and everybody that he's got around him.
Right. I think that when you approach see an athlete, okay, you got to be very careful because you think you're going to have one experience and it could end up being totally bad. And the example I give is NFL starting quarterback at the urinal.
Oh, never.
Never. You would never
this
approach.
This is the Jay Cutler story.
Yes.
This is the legend of Jay Cutler. When people talk about Jay Cutler doesn't care, it truly is. It's fact. And it stems from a conversation where a guy ran into Jay Cutler in a Chicago bar. And he's going next to him at the urinal. And it just so happened this fan also went to Vanderbilt. Wait, Cutler go to Vanderbilt? He was a Vanderbilt.
Yes, he was
Commodore.
A Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
you're Commodore. Correct, correct.
And so he goes, hey, I went to Vanderbilt too. And he couldn't even finish his sentence. Cutler tilts his head back while he's peeing. Don't care. I mean, if you're that fan, you're like, well, you're just, that's a gut shot. It's a punch to the gut. Like, oh, man, okay, well, I guess I won't try having a conversation with a guy that I admire for his athletic prowess. I'll wait until another time. Warren Sapp was within arm's length of me. Looking like Mr. T, by the way. He's rocking a mohawk. When you could be Warren Sapp's age and still rock a mohawk and look intimidating, I was like, that's a guy I'm not messing with.
So are you noticing, are there people approaching these guys at the bar?
No.
No.
No. They're with their group, whoever that group is, the company that brought them in or that they've signed with or their handler or whoever it is. Fanatics. I kept hearing Fanatics. Fanatics has their fingers in this big time, right?
Right.
Like Fanatics is taking over the world of sports, whether it be with merchandise or
crappy baseball uniforms.
Whatever it is. So, yeah, these guys are all there, but you're not able to really engage them unless you pay to engage them. So we saw a couple of guys just standing around poaching, ready to like, yeah, that's gross. Less than favorable. But really interesting people. A lot of fun. Missed you, though, buddy. Missed you.
It was an interesting week. It was like a stop-and-go week because the last time we did a show was Tuesday. We took off for Juneteenth, and then you left for Virginia there, so we came back in on Thursday, which is it's coincidental, too, because Tim Schneider was doing the show with us on Thursday. That covers the Amherst for us. He fills in every once in a while here on the show. His part-time job, he's working for Tops. And he's an authenticator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he actually goes, and he goes to minor league parks. That's where this all kind of begins. So if there's a prospect coming through whatever team, he goes there, and he's taking the photos, filing the paperwork, and he's not giving me names, but some guys are really into it, and other guys are just like, Yeah. Yeah, but you're getting paid to do this.
Yes, I imagine the amount that you're getting paid determines your mood. Because the guys that were there this weekend, every guy that I saw, every athlete that I saw, none of them looked like they were in a sour mood. You know, they all looked like they were doing just fine. They didn't look like they were upset to be there. Like they were there to work. Mm-hmm. We're collecting a paycheck. I'm here to sign. I'm here to, you know, take pictures and meet fans. That was their job, and they got paid handsomely to do it. So nobody was really... I didn't get the sense that anybody was really upset at their lot in life for being there in Virginia. By the way, this time of year, stay away from the D.C. area, man. It's unbearable.
Wait a second. This time of year? Like any time of year, the beltway is hell.
No, not even the traffic. I'm just saying in the summertime, the heat. I mean, I know we've gone through our own little mini heat wave here in the last couple of weeks, but when I tell you it was 100 degrees, but it felt like 114, it's unlivable. It was... dense. It was just gross. Walking around in that was just not fun. I don't know how you live down south this time of year. I don't know how you do it, man. No idea. The NHL season is over. Yeah, last night's Game 7 delivered. It was a great game.
Well, I think we were all hoping for overtime, right?
I wanted overtime. I was praying for overtime. I didn't want the game to end, but the way it was going and the way the Oilers were kind of ground into a pulp by the end of that game with how much they were on the ice
for. Knobloch managed the minutes there, the Oilers head coach. This is why you can't put your best skater out there 16 minutes in any period. I don't care how great Connor McDavid is, and you just heard how Paul Hamilton, like at 40%, he's no good. And at the end of that game, 2 minutes to go, and they're still out there, well, they can't even get the puck up the ice. Their passes are, you know, they're turning the puck over, and you're not able to pull the goaltender. It's a 1 minute remaining. So it was, I thought it was mismanaged by the Oilers head coach, but ultimately, it was hockey, and it came down to one play, and Sam Reinhart made that one play. Two defenders kind of in front, creating a little screen on Skinner. I don't really fault Skinner on that play. It's a 2-1 game, and congratulations to the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Sabres.
Yeah.
We will get to more from last night and the Stanley Cup playoffs and a round of shots next in the sports.
Yeah, like there was one thing that went viral last night. If you were watching really, really close, like, wait a second, what is that? Wait, up
I know
the
about Oilers girl. Was Panthers girl there as well?
Well,
we didn't see Panthers girl. No, we don't know if there's Panthers girl.
There was something that was different for the Panthers. Yeah, we got to check in on Oilers girl. Like, how is she doing here?
You couldn't do it for Oilers girl.
She might, like, should we just retire the take of the year at the Oilers girl here?
I mean, we know what we could do here before we break for the 4th of July. We should probably do a mid-year take of the year recap because we've got 9 very worthy nominees so far.
9 times.
We'll review all of those, including Oilers girl, but we've got more coming up next with a round of shots.
Yeah, another big injury in Major League Baseball and a big trade already in the NHL is, one season ends, we're on to the next one.
All right, we'll get to that and more next. Last call still on the way as well. 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Fan Rochester Sports
update.
Florida Panthers are the Stanley Cup champions. Sergei Bobrovsky is all smiles.
Yeah, just one moment at a time. That's it. It was an unbelievable energy. The fans give us a fuel. So it was just, it was so quick, you know, the intensity, the emotions. It was tight and it was so much fun.
Hockey Hall of Fame class announced Pavel Datsyuk, Jeremy Roenick are in. Alex Mogilny, the former Sabre, once again not making it in. Josiah Gray was an all-star last year with the Washington Nationals. He starts tonight for the Rochester Red Wings, down on rehab as the Wings opening up a series against Indianapolis. Major League Baseball, everything under the lights tonight. Again, it's the Guardians in Baltimore, the Subway Series at Citi Field, the Yankees and the Mets. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, the Fan Rochester.
The only way to take the Fan Rochester with you is the free Odyssey app. Download it today and follow the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, the Fan Rochester.
Happy hour continues in the sports bar. It's time for a round of shots.
You know, how bad was the state of Florida Panther hockey or the Florida franchise? Well, as Greg Wyshynski of ESPN pointing out, you go back a couple decades here when LeBron James arrived in Florida, South Beach there, the team was offering season tickets for $6 a game in honor of number six. When that didn't take, then they tried something. They called it the first-timer program. Show your Florida driver's license, and you got two free tickets to a game. Like, this is a minor league team. The franchise waited 25 years in between playoff victories while they hoisted the Stanley Cup for the first time. Or in the case of Matthew Tkachuk, he took the cup today, though, backwards in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, does salt water do anything to the Stanley Cup?
I would think that might not be good. Like, where is the guy with the white gloves and the bushy hair? He's running out
there,
probably.
He didn't have dominion over it anymore. No. He handed it over to the guys that earned it, and they're gonna abuse that thing. I shudder to think of what's going on with that Stanley Cup. When you think of some of the guys that have had their time with it, their day with it, I mean, going backwards into the ocean with the Stanley Cup, diving backwards.
That seems tame.
That's tame. Yeah. I just imagine, you know, all kinds of foreign substances being in that thing when Ovechkin had it, when Ovi had it. Are you kidding me? Let's not talk about what happened with the Stanley Cup.
I think Chiller's book, Dr. Seuss, The Places You Will Go.
Yeah.
The places the Stanley Cup will go.
Yeah.
If you're watching closely last night toward the right end of the rink, right up against the glass. Wait, is that a dog? Yep, that was a dog with one of the best seats you could imagine. Brody the Golden Doodle was enjoying all the action with presumably his owner. Brody, by the way, has 1.2 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, great.
His owner once took him to a Laker game and sat courtside winning a dance competition on Fame.
So Brody is an influencer, and as we know, influencers are running the world now. So you
But I didn't know a dog could be an influencer.
Oh, for sure. 1.2 million followers? Yeah, you know, Brody's raking in some pretty good endorsement deals.
Brody's for Purina and what else?
Yeah, Brody's just doing just fine. You don't have to worry about it. Brody has the kind of clout that gets him at ice level for game seven of this. What I noticed about the fan base in Florida there is, do we not have enough money to put shirts on our preteens? I saw more shirtless preteen kids running around the arena or behind the benches in this series than I ever need to see. I don't need to see that. Put a shirt on. Have some dignity.
There was some kid as they're skating around. Did you catch that? Like, he's climbed the glass
hanging
without a shirt
from the top of the glass his shirt off.
Wait.
First of all, put a shirt on. Second of all, get down there before. I mean, like, it's Florida. It you know what? I shouldn't be surprised. That all seems like it checks out. The shirtless kid behind the coach's shot every time Kaplan's trying to interview Paul Maurice, and then you've got the kid or the other guy, Knobloch. You've got the kid without the shirt flexing behind them. Like, I don't need to see a shirtless preteen when I'm watching the Stanley Cup. Let's cover that up.
Just before that game, Linus Allmark, former sports bar guest Linus Allmark, he got traded. Goes from Boston to Ottawa.
They should void that trade, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't do that trade on the day of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
No. Like, if you had a real commissioner, you're not You're not changing the narrative. This should have waited till later in the week. Hey, you agreed to the trade. You don't announce it. Jonas Carpicello, it's a goalie trade. Former Mark Kaslik gets thrown in. And also, Ottawa gets Boston's first-round pick, which is 25th overall. The Sens are also going to take on 25% of Carpicello's salary. So, Linus Ullmark gets another new home. I don't know if this does anything for Ottawa.
Well, I mean, I think Ullmark is a better goaltender than what they had in Corpusalo, so that's an upgrade if that's how they want to view it. And look, we know Ullmark; he's a great guy.
He's a good dude.
He's a great guy, and maybe you need more of that in that dressing room for Ottawa. But you had an abundance of riches there in Boston. You had two starting caliber goaltenders. Why not get something for one of them? And they did.
For the first time since 2009, we had the Stanley Cup Final and the Calder Cup Finals, and on the same night, we have a repeat champion in the American Hockey League. Congratulations to the Hershey Bears. Mm. Once again, beat Coachella Valley, this time in six games. Matt Strome with a game winner at home in overtime. Oh, who cares?
Kind of jealous, man. I really am that
who cares?
That they not only won it last year and got by Rochester in the process of doing it, but they repeat it and do it again this year. I know that most organizations don't view the AHL teams like, oh, we have to build a winner, we have to get a championship. But like, you can't tell me that doesn't mean something to those guys. It means something at every level when you can win a championship, and the AHL is no different. That was quite a scene for the Bears.
Yeah, and just to think that, that the Amherst had their chances 2 years ago on that. San Diego Padre outfielder Fernando Tatis Jr. has a strange injury. It's a stress reaction to his right thigh bone. Tatis saying, quote, we're talking about something serious in my bone. It's in my right leg. He's on the 10-day injury list, but he's out until after the All-Star break. More bad news for the Padres. Yu Darvish was supposed to start tonight. He's scratched. He's got elbow inflammation. Padres taking on the Nationals.
Is it that time of year, or does it feel more extreme than it has in years past?
No, it's the latter. It's like Kershaw is the latest. Like, something is off. So we have all these sports scientists. They're saying pitch clock. Is that really it, or what is it that's causing all these arm injuries?
Well, Tatis isn't a pitcher. This is
no, but I'm talking about the Darvish. Yeah,
there are a lot. I mean, it does seem like there's more. It's not good for the game, but I don't know that I wouldn't blame it on the pitch clock. I mean, you're not going to tell these guys to not throw as hard as they throw. And so Stanton is on the IL now too for the Yankees. I mean, that's an evergreen statement this time. So I guess that's why I was asking. Is like, it feels like every year around this time, stars start dropping in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, for Stanton, that's every year.
Yes.
As you imagine. Finally, college football fans are upset. They're debating. The new EA Sports college football game looks awesome. I think we all can agree that. But not only do the players have rankings, so too do the fan bases. The top 10 toughest stadiums in college football, they have rolled out.
Okay.
I could give you like a lot of guesses, but what EA Sports ranks as number one, Kyle Field, Texas A&M, followed by Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Florida State, and Florida. What drew my attention to this was our buddy, and you might hear him tonight on with our guy coming up at 6, Ryan Hickey. He's a Penn State grad, complaining that the Penn State was ranked 6. I'm like, really? Like all the we're going to debate which one is the best fan base here. Syracuse nowhere on this list, by the way.
Oh, shocking! Wait, so this is the toughest venue to play in. It's not necessarily the rowdiest fan base.
Right.
I have heard that Texas A&M fan is fairly insufferable. Like the worst of the worst when it comes to fans. That when you go into Texas A&M, that those guys, I jokingly and lovingly call Mets fans social misfits. No, I think Texas A&M fans are truly misfits. Like, not even social, they're just misfits. And so maybe that's what makes them the toughest venue to play in for EA Sports College Football 25.
I like how then they put that ranking subject to change.
Over the course of the season.
Right. Yeah.
We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. It's an abbreviated week here for us in the sports bar, so we're going to try and cram in as much as we can before we break for the 4th coming up here on Friday. So Thursday will be our last day. Before we get to Thursday, of course, tomorrow when we're joined by the host of Send It In on the BetQL Network. That's our buddy PJ Glasser, who's going to stop by at 3:25.
Lance Lysowski, Buffalo News tomorrow as well.
All right, so we'll have Lance on. We'll talk more Sabres, more NHL draft, which is this weekend. God, we didn't even talk NBA draft. That's
tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's tomorrow night. We get to see, oh, the Lakers spent their first round pick on Bronny Jr.
And J.J. Redick doesn't give an F.
No.
Unbelievable. What an unbelievable time in the sports calendar when there's nothing going on, yet there's everything going on. It feels like they didn't get a break.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't get a break from the end of their season to now. We're back on. I guess that's what you do when you try to make it a 365-day-a-year calendar the way the NFL has. And by the way, we're not really talking a lot of NFL because there's nothing really going on.
No, we got to wait, but we're under 1 month away from training camp now, Fisher.
All right, we're going to get there. If you missed any of our show today, including Paul Hamilton from WGR in Buffalo, or Odyssey Sports sister station, Jeff Erickson, the senior editor at RotoWire. We broke the fantasy football. See, actually, you broke it yesterday, Gino. But Jeff was great earlier today in the 3 o'clock hour. You can get both of those conversations wherever you get your podcasts. Just search out the Sports Bar. That includes the free-to-download Odyssey app. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows. We appreciate you stopping by the Sports Bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. We're streaming also on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. And, of course, with Odyssey Rewind in the free-to-download Odyssey app, any part of the show that you may have missed, you can catch up on for the next 24 hours. Actually, you should say the next 72 hours. You got a few days if you want to catch up on anything that you missed from earlier today. Now, take care of that photo right there,
Gino.
Let's find a proper place for it here in the Sports Bar, and we'll be back again with a brand-new episode starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
It's that time again. We gotta say goodnight. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.